Part 9, Meditation for Body, Mind, and Spirit. One of the greatest and most remarkable rewards of meditation, even in the early stages, is when you realize that you're having a substantial experience, even though your senses are completely inactive. You may even feel a more authentic sense of wholeness than you previously experienced. Yet you're sitting still, alert, with your eyes closed. What a great and remarkable revelation that is. I'm having a great time apparently doing nothing. Feeling awareness is a very important part of conscious living, and I wanted to take a few minutes to talk about tools that can be used in this regard. Of course, when we do the first part of the meditation, we're taking some stock of this, discovering through our breath and awareness areas in our body that are holding tension, and perhaps allowing the emotions to rise that are associated with this. Many years ago, I worked with a couple named Doug and Naomi Mosley. They have a website called intimacytraining.com. Naomi calls their work the University of Feelings. They have several books, run residential programs, and are two of the most remarkable teachers and guides that I have worked with, exceptionally astute, for those who would like to figure out what it takes to maintain a happy, vibrant relationship and discover their attitudes and behaviors that prevent it. When I worked with them, there were creative activities almost every day, a fair amount of art, which I found to be very powerful. Creating art purely as a vehicle of spontaneously accessing and expressing your feelings can be a very potent tool of self-awareness. When we did art with the Mosleys, sometimes we would go free form into whatever feelings were arising, or we would take a subject, perhaps a rendering of the feelings evoked by your husband or mother, etc. All it takes is a pad and a box of pastels and the willingness to allow feelings to flow forth onto paper without thought. You don't have to be an artist. It's purely an expressive vehicle. You're not trying to emulate Renoir or Van Gogh, etc. It's purely expressive, just feelings, 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 as the color touches the paper. Some people will say, I'm no good at art. That's perfect, even better. You are also no good at meditation, as you may recall. When it is not an activity that is natural to us, it draws on the less rational, less developed, less controlled parts of the personality. And that is a gold mine of energy for you to tap into. It's like trying to use the left hand if you're a righty. Creativity in all forms, dance, music, art, writing, can be a phenomenal vehicle for allowing feelings to move through you without the intervention of the mind. It is so great and remarkable to experience activities that arise from within, a kind of action of the soul and the emotions, without the intervention of any story, judgments, etc. It is also a wonderful way to nurture and grow oneself, to let deeper currents of our innermost energy and being emerge. Dance is a wonderful example, as one can lose oneself in dancing, so much so that the body is dancing and the mind is just suspended in a kind of blissful witnessing. This can happen in the creation of music, in discovering a song, in playing an instrument. So get a box of pastels or watercolors or pencil crayons and a pad of drawing paper. It is a wonderful, accessible way to expand your feeling awareness. Sometimes journaling can be an important vehicle. Similarly, when we meditate, it's good to let go of your analysis and judgments and just go with it. Meditation is a very powerful way to gradually build a space at the center that lies outside the threshold of all the incessant currents at the surface. It makes calm self-awareness and insight a natural occurrence. It brings us closer to our deeper essence. It softens the soul. Again, meditation supports our capacity to grow by carving a space out at the center that is purely ours, a wonderful point for refreshment and renewal. So let's meditate. This is meditation 2 for grounding and Jyoti meditation. In our meditation today, we'll be taking up the use of a mantra, which can be any word or phrase or name of God that is meaningful to you. In talks 3 through 5, we'll be discussing mantras, and you can download the list of mantras if you'd like to choose one to use. Today we'll begin again by ensuring that you are sitting in an upright position with your back straight, whether in a chair or cross-legged, that allows you to sit comfortably without moving for some time. Close your eyes, releasing all tension on the eyes and the forehead, and resolve to be fully present, letting go of all of the concerns of your daily life. This is a time for you, a time to draw within and consciously align yourself in mind, body, and spirit. Allow yourself to be here fully. Feel the easy and natural sensation of your wholeness as you turn your attention within, settling, relaxing, and grounding inside your body as a whole. We're going to begin with attention to our breath as a natural vehicle for becoming more grounded and relaxed within oneself. We're going to do some deep abdominal breathing for relaxation and become more fully present in the body. Breathe by drawing the air in from the back of the nose and throat, using your belly as a bellows, expanding to draw the breath down, filling the belly, and then filling the lungs to the top. Pausing, and then compressing the belly, and in turn the lungs, while pressing the air out from the back of the throat, which will automatically draw the air upward from below. Allow the air to fully release and then pause. Then again, expanding the belly and drawing the air down from the back of the nose and throat. Allow the residual air to gradually fill your lungs, then pause. And gradually collapsing your belly, allow the air to flow out slowly. Your chest also gradually draws in as the residual air in the lungs also flows out. When you are empty of breath, there is a natural pause. Now again, draw down the air, expanding your belly and gradually opening and filling your lungs, pausing for a few seconds, and then gradually emptying by compressing your belly and your lungs again. While gently pushing the air out, from the back of your throat. The soothing, calming, deep breath will energize your entire system and allow you to feel the comfort and integration of your whole body. Allow yourself to feel your wholeness, relaxed and present. Now that you are quite relaxed and free of tension in any part of the body, we're going to allow our attention to come away from the body below and rest at its natural center behind the eyes. Allow the breathing to go on naturally and automatically without any attention or awareness. Relax your eyes fully, as if going to sleep. And with eyes closed, but straight, fix your inner gaze into the middle of the darkness lying in front of you. You are gazing not at a fixed point, but a small area about 8 to 10 inches in front of you. Slowly repeat any word or phrase that is meaningful to you as a way to help maintain your concentration. Attempt to fix your attention so much so that you are continuing to look steadily straight ahead into the darkness, but with absolutely no tension on the eyes or forehead, while slowly repeating your mantra, maybe at intervals, so that your gaze is not disturbed. It is an effortless effort. There is no strain and no exertion whatsoever. It is purely a gesture of the attention. An effortless effort. If you are able to do this for some time, you may find that you experience flashes of light. You may see lights of different colors. And if you are able to maintain your concentration, losing yourself in your gaze, you may see blue sky. You may see clouds in the sky. You might see stars, moon, or even the brightness of the sun. Whatever you see, whether darkness or light, continue looking into the middle of it. If thoughts come up, just continue to come back to your gaze and your mantra. So continue to look intently, minutely, penetratingly to see what is there in the field of darkness lying in front of you. Yet there is no clutching for one thing or another, just rapt attention. Again, it is an effortless effort. We will now continue this silently for 10 minutes. Maintaining our attention looking into the middle of whatever appears in front of you, whether it be darkness or light, and continuing to repeat the mantra you have selected. In about 10 minutes, I will invite you to leave off your meditation. Thank you. can now leave off meditation. Breathe and again become present in the body. This Jyoti meditation on light, or third eye meditation, can be practiced daily to have inner experiences of spiritual light. It will strengthen your concentration, your physical balance, and inner peace, and give you greater direct apprehension of the spiritual nature of life. As you become comfortable with the process, I would encourage you to increase your time to 20 minutes, half an hour or more. 45 minutes to an hour is really ideal. Sometimes you will have to sit through the mind's noise, but sometimes it takes half an hour or more to really get deep enough for long enough to experience the greater benefits that go with prolonged meditation. If there are questions regarding what you have experienced, please don't hesitate to write. Now have a wonderful rest of your day.